Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Dacia. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Richard Perino, and I'm having a little problem with my shipment. And I ordered something for my son's birthday on the 24th of September. And then, seeing no action other than a notification that I got an order number back on the order was placed on the 24th. I called back up on the 5th of October, and the young lady I spoke to said, "Oh, Mr. Perino, that's taken care of. I'm going to expedite your this issue because, it's been so long." And now another week's gone by. I still don't know where anything is. My son's birthday is Saturday. I ordered it 4 weeks in advance of his birthday. And he lives in Canada, and I'm really somewhat disappointed. I'll give you the order number.
Okay,
if you're ready.
Go ahead.
GE691226754US.
Okay.
And it says right on here that the order will be processed 1 to 2 days. I just can't understand it.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, so as I look into the account, it doesn't give a tracking number or anything, but it does say that it was shipped on the 9th of October.
Well, that's weird, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. So maybe that the reason I don't see one is because it's being shipped to Canada.
That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I understand what you're seeing, And again, I'm just somewhat frustrated because it's $100 or whatever it is. I don't know. It's just money at the end of the day. It's more important that it arrives. That's why I ordered it on the 24th. It was in stock. I do not understand how it takes a week and a half, better part of over 2 weeks to process an order for shipping. I mean, I can call Amazon. Now, I know you're not Amazon, but I can call Amazon and get something, and they send it out that same day or the next day. I mean, it would be different if it was back ordered, or it would be different when you order something if the company said, these take 2 weeks to process. Then I have a realistic expectation. My hope isn't that the 1 or 2 days that they said would happen. I realize, well, it takes 2 weeks. I wouldn't be calling you. But now I've called twice, and I still don't know where it is. I know my account was debited, but I don't know where it is, and that's disturbing to me. But I'm just a customer. I mean,
that's so. As far as the shipment, the only thing that I can tell you is that it shipped on the 9th of October. I'm not sure where it is either. Or why it hasn't given a tracking number for it.
Mm-hmm. So would it make sense for me to talk to a supervisor? Just because I'm upset as a customer, and I'm not upset at you in any way, shape, or form, but this kind of lack of – this is not 1964. I mean, we're in 2020, and we should know where things are. Your system should know where it is. Right? Because without tracking numbers, who's to say it really happened? I understand what you're saying. You're saying that it shows it shipped, but when something's shipped, it has to be associated with a tracking number. I've never heard of anything like that, especially especially an international shipment, has tracking and duty. I paid duty ahead of time on this. So could you forward me to a supervisor so that I can let them know how disappointed I am, and maybe they could figure out why this is such a hassle to ship this one item, you know.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'd like to speak to a supervisor, please.
Yes, sir. I will get you transferred over. Just let me explain
okay.
to them what's going on, and then I'll transfer you.
All righty. That's super. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I'll get you transferred over now. I do thank you for calling, and you have a great
sure.
rest of your day.
All right, thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you.